Yes, good morning. It's Brother Marlon again this morning. I'd like to thank you all for the last 2 weeks. This is my last morning. I have his inspiration. I want to thank you for listening in, and also just want to remind you that this morning, Saturday morning, is Bible study morning. It starts at 7:30 Eastern Time, and you can call in there at 1-218-862-1300, ID number 525-819. That's 1-218-862-1300 and ID number is 525-819. Join us and we have an open discussion. This morning, I want to finish reading out of Proverbs 30. We have been talking about the how we can't comprehend God and the things that He has made and the things that He has done. And we just kind of want to continue that theme there. It's verse 21, it says, For three things the earth is disquieted, and a fourth which it cannot bear. For a servant when he reigneth, and a fool when he is filled with meat. For a hateful woman when she is married, and a handmaid that is heir to her mistress. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. And here's another one of those great things of God's wonderful creation. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. And I don't know if you ever sat down and watched some ants work. It's amazing what ants can do. I remember as a little boy, I was out in the fields and I'd rule rocker, rule this rocker, and there's a bunch of ants underneath. And they're carrying these eggs and parcels of food, and there are many ants, and they were getting a lot done. But they were carrying things bigger than themselves. And it's amazing how God made these creatures. And it's very true. And the ants were people not strong. They're not very big, they're not strong. Yet, they prepare their meat in the summer. They get a lot done. They store up food, they carry their eggs away, amazing watching ants. And then it goes on to say it's a coonies, which is a it's like a badger. The coonies are but the feeble folk, yet make their rock, their houses in the rocks. There again, this is just a smaller animal, but they're living along the rocks, and they have these, God gave them these when God created them, He created these animals for His own glory, and they can live among in the rocks. And also, the locusts have no king, yet they go forth, all of them, by bands. And we don't deal with the locusts as much as it did in the old times, but I do know that locusts that travel in huge bands, and they can come in and just devour whatever area they fly into. And they don't have a king, but it seems like they all follow the leader. But still, there's no leader. God, there again, instilled that great sense into them. The spider taketh hold with her hand, and in the king's palace. Another magnificent work of God's creation. And I don't understand how somebody can stand back and say, there is no God. You just look at a simple spider and in the morning you may wreck his web, but the next morning there's another beautiful, magnificent web there. Some of those webs are very beautiful, especially when the dew makes them glisten in the morning. And yeah, and there are three things which go well. Yeah, four are coming and going. A lion, which is the strongest among beasts, and turn not away for any. A grand hound, a he-goat also, a king against whom there is no rising up. Thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or thou hast thought evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. Which simply means if you've done foolishly in priding yourself of your life or of something you've done, or if you have thought something like such, to lay upon your hand upon your mouth, to not speak no more, to be silent, because God is your creator. And God needs to get all the glory for everything that we were able to do, because He has given us the talents to do the things that that we do. Without him, we can't do anything. And surely the churning of milk bringeth forth butter, and the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood. So the force of wrath bringeth forth strife. So the forcing of wrath bringeth forth strife. So there again, I just want to bring out the glory of God, his creation, and how he has given us certain talents. Think of the story there in the New Testament with the talents. How he gave one man five, and one man two, and one man one. And the one with five went out and got five more. And the one with two went out and got two more. But the one with just one, he buried it. He didn't want to. He was afraid he would lose that one talent. But because he didn't use the talent that God had given him, God took it from him. And that's where we are too, is if we don't use talents, maybe we only have one talent. Maybe our talent is to only smile at somebody. But use that talent, because God can use a smile to encourage people around us. Well, I want to bless you all for calling in. And like I said about the Saturday morning Bible study, that will be this morning at 7:30. Every Saturday morning at 7:30. And also, if you want to listen to any of the messages, recorded messages, you can call in at 1-641-715-3800. And the ID number is 425177. And then you have to press pound. And then you have to use an 8-digit date. For instance, you want to listen to Saturday, March 27th, 2010. You would put in 2010 first, and then 03 for March, and then the 27th. So if you want to listen to January 1st message of this year, you would press in 2011, and then 01 for January, and then 01 for the date. And if you want to leave a message, you can do that. You can press 99, that will bring you to the voicemail box. When you choose then when you have 099, and when you have left a message, you hit pound, and we will receive it. Pound and then one. Well, God bless you, and have a wonderful day.